It takes a team of medical professionals to get people who fall seriously ill with COVID-19 back to health again, including physical therapists. WXXI's Beth Adams has the latest installment in our series, The Essentials.
Melanie Rosick has been a physical therapist for about 10 years, but the last couple of months have been like no other in her career.
It's so surreal. I've never experienced anything like this before. It's scary. It is, you know, you go through the gamut of emotions.
Rosick has been helping COVID-19 patients at Strong Memorial Hospital get their strength back. It can be a slow process.
Even if they can start to move their limbs, start to roll in bed, start to sit up and hold themselves up sitting at the edge of the bed, not only can give them peace of mind, in addition to strengthening and the benefit it has for their lungs, I think over time has shown that it has helped them get better quicker.
Being on a ventilator is traumatizing. She says the experience often leads to cognitive changes for patients who may feel confused and disoriented. Members of a physical therapy team become a touchstone for them as they learn to move and walk again.
I can remember one of our very first patients. He was a younger man in his 50s, so fairly young and healthy, nothing traumatic in his prior history that would suggest he would need a ventilator if he got sick. One of the first things we did with him was sit edge of bed while he's still on the ventilator. And all he really wanted to do was hold my hands. And that felt really powerful to me that I could provide this for this man to have this connection.
Connections like this become even more important when patients can't have visits from family members or other loved ones. But even after they leave the hospital and return home, Rosick says patients may still experience something like a post-traumatic stress response.
When you can't breathe, it's scary. It triggers your anxiety response. And any time anything becomes difficult in the future, so if you're walking to your car, if you're going upstairs and you start to breathe heavy, that can trigger some of those responses in patients who have had this disease or who have had to be intubated.
Rosick's own experience working through the pandemic has been a bit anxiety-provoking, too. She says she's become hyper-vigilant about not spreading the virus.
I'm nervous that if I have been exposed to COVID, that I'm going to transmit it to my coworkers, to my family, to my cats, even.
But Rosick has also seen some remarkable things. She sees patients who were not expected to make it through the day eventually make a full recovery.
This big, bad COVID virus has been deathly. It has been awful. There are still things to be happy about because there are patients that are getting better, and it's so exciting to be a part of that.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.